Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Sarah Hoffman, Communications Officer of the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
Appreciate you being here today. And there's always a need for a little extra help for a lot of folks, and that's where the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana comes in.
That's right. We are... Our mission is to feed people all over Northeast Louisiana in a 12-parish region that we serve, and we rely on the community's help to do that.
And so you guys throughout the year come to the community and ask for a little extra help. This time you've got a cool event. Actually, let me rephrase that. Like, all your events are cool. That one with the boxing was pretty cool, the rocking box.
This one
is called Empty Bowls. Let's talk about what's going to be happening on January the 27th, Saturday, around lunchtime.
This is a really cool, unique fundraiser event that local artists from all over our area make and donate these beautiful handcrafted bowls for this event. And with a $30 ticket, someone will be able to choose one of these bowls to take home with them. And it really serves as a symbol of all of the empty bowls we do have in our community.
So these are custom, one-of-a-kind, artist, like, really cool bowls.
Yes, there'll be ceramic bowls, there'll probably be some wood bowls, and just all different shapes, sizes, and colors to choose from.
So if you went to the store and you wanted to buy a cool artist bowl, you might pay more than $30 anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is a bargain.
Okay, so you've got your bowl now.
Yes.
Now you get to eat.
That's right. We're going to have 16 local restaurants that are going to be serving up a tasting menu. So with your ticket price, you're going to get your bowl, and then you're going to get to come in and walk around and eat some really, really delicious food. We've got Chef Corey Barr. I know he's going to be making some kind of delicious cauliflower soup, Fat Pelican, the Good Earth Salad and Juice Bar. Pat Nolan's going to be there doing some food. So lots and lots of great food to choose from.
Now, that's pretty neat. So you've got your bowl, you've got your food. You also have added the coolest element, the music.
Yeah, we're going to have some great live music. Joseph Haydell and Dave Hill are going to be playing some nice acoustic music for us to listen to. They play everything from John Mayer to Allman Brothers. So they kind of go for something for everybody, and it's really nice to just sit there and listen while you enjoy the good food and some good times with your family.
Sarah Hoffman's with us with the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Sarah, it's cold weather. We were, just sitting here talking about, I was asking you, do people need more help when it's cold or when it warms up? And you said, well, when it's cold, people need a little extra hand sometimes.
Yeah, whenever it's really cold outside, you're looking at a lot higher utility bills. And so people who are already living on a very thin stretched budget will need some extra help when it's cold outside.
How many folks over the course of a year do you think the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana helps? I know it's 12 parishes. That's a big area. So how many folks do you see?
We serve about 43,000 people every year. Last year, we distributed 4.25 million meals into Northeast Louisiana, and we still need to do a little bit more. We know there are more people out there who need our services. A lot of the people that we serve are children and seniors who really aren't able to fend for themselves. So I think it's our responsibility to take care of those in our community who are less fortunate.
I know when I was a child, my grandmother drove meals with a Meals on Wheels thing to people. And it was amazing. That was one, the only interaction a lot of those people got to have during the course of the day, but that may be the only meal they got that day. And so, you think about these old folks and sometimes they do need a little extra hand and they're falling through the cracks from time to time and people aren't able to get out and help them. So that's where you guys step up and come in.
That's right. And, like I said, we rely on the generosity of people in our community that make the programs possible that serve kids and seniors and individuals throughout our area. With a $10 donation, we can actually provide 55 meals. And, that's why this Empty Bowls fundraiser is so important for us, because it does raise a good bit of funds that help us provide that critically needed food to people in our community.
It's Saturday, January 27th. You begin at 11 a.m. and you're going to 2 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Where does the event happen?
It's going to be at the Ouachita Candy Company Warehouse, which is at 215 Walnut in downtown Monroe. I will give people a tip. If you want a good choice of bowls, get there early. Last year, we had people lined up at the door waiting for us to open so they could get their bowl picked out.
Now, you've got a lot of artists who help out with this and prepare bowls and make bowls and that sort of thing. So let me ask, do I need a ticket to ensure that I get a bowl?
Yes, we sold out of the bowl tickets last year. So if you want to get a bowl, you'll need to go and get your ticket early. You can get tickets at EmptyBowlsNela.com. And then you we'll definitely have some of the food-only tickets at the door. Those are $15, whereas the ones with the bowl are $30. Like I said, you're getting so much for that money. You're getting a bowl. You're getting all of this great food, live music. There's also going to be a whole children's activities room with a jumper. We're going to have Black Bayou National Wildlife Refuge there doing an educational activity. Macaroni Kid is going to be doing a craft, and we'll have some other games as well for the kids.
You got a pottery demo, too? I get to watch some people making bowls?
Alyssa Guidry is a local artist here and an incredibly talented ceramicist, and she will bring her pottery wheel out and spin it for us. And last year, anytime you looked over, there were kids surrounding her just mesmerized by her spinning of the pottery wheel.
The event is called Empty Bowls, but you'll have a big full bowl if you attend this one. Saturday, January 27th. Again, what time and where?
11 to 2, and it's going to be at the Ouachita Candy Company in downtown Monroe.
And for tickets?
Tickets, EmptyBowlsNela.com, or you can call the food bank at 318-322-3567.
Empty Bowls coming up Saturday, January 27th, 11 to 2. That's Sarah Hoffman with the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. If you can't remember all that, just remember our website, kedm.org. We'll have a story up for you a little later.